This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of June 16th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. On the phone with us over Zoom, Mr. Augustine Luanga from Uganda. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, brother. Good morning. I'm doing well. Nice to meet you, brother.
It is so nice to meet you. We've been talking back and forth, chatting over Instagram. And we tried a couple of weeks ago to get a phone connection, and that didn't work. But I'm thankful and blessed to have you this morning. Now, you are part of the Mustard Seed Divine Charity in Uganda.
It is a pleasure, brother. We had planned this for some time, but, the Lord has made it today possible. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord, brother.
Yes, sir. Amen. Well, tell us a little bit about what the work you do with the Mustard Seed Divine Charity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, brother. Augustine Luanga is a social worker by profession, a teacher. I started the Mustard Seed Divine Charity to take care of children who are disadvantaged. The orphans, those that are helpless, to have a sense of belonging to the community, and also enjoy human rights. That's why children their rights were very much not catered much for. Then I felt that's very important to look at the generation coming to take care of the children that need support.
Amen. How many children are in your
group? Mustard Seed Divine Charity. Thank you, brother. Mustard Seed Divine Charity. At the very start, I had just 20 kids, children, and that was in 2022. Come 2023, we had gone to 25 children. And as I speak now, we are coming to 30 because they are running to me for some help. And much as we are registered organization to take care of the children, some are referred to us to get more help such that they have a better future they enjoy a better future. Our community has a lot of challenges, children being not catered that or that much for.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Augustine Luanga from the Mustard Seed Divine Charity in Uganda right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Over Zoom this morning, Augustine Luanga from the Mustard Seed Divine Charity in Uganda. Well, Mr. Luanga, we talked a little bit about what your charity does. You said you're up to about 30 children now. Now, what do you provide the children as their needs? Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. There are very, very, very many things that I try. I do much, but according to the capacity I have, I try a little that I can. First and foremost, the community need to be knowing God first, God fearing, the source, the God is the source of wisdom. And when we try to educate children, they need to have life. They need to fear God. It is the basis of good life as in to come. Then, children need education. When they attain education, this when they will have a better future too. When as they get jobs, they won't be spoiled once anymore. Again, we provide food, our daily needs, clothes, although not all that enough, but to the little capacity that is possible. For sure, life is not all that simple, but I try my best. With Miss Margaret, she's helping me because children have both girl children and boy children. So we take care of them. We have a small house where we rent. Sometimes we hire some piece of land and grow maize, grow beans such that we get food to feed them. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Augustine Luanga right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're having a great morning. I am, because I have Augustine Luanga on Zoom with me from Uganda, the Mustard Seed Divine Charity. Well, Mr. Luanga, we've talked a lot in just a few minutes, a lot of things, but one thing I'd like for you to share with us, a little bit about your life.
Yes,
when did you find the Lord? Where were you born? Where did you grow up, and when did the Lord speak to you?
Good morning, brother. I may call this a vision or a call, reflecting on my lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
I grew up from a family that is all I say unprivileged. There is a charity organization that used to help me in my education. It is for Barnacle Brothers. There is a brother who sponsored me right from primary, and I managed to push me to the tertiary institution when I finished my education. But unfortunately, that brother of mine passed on. So in my community where I'm born, it is Chotera, and it is called Chisubi Village. I saw it so important to also pass on the gifts to following what my brother, late brother, the way my late brother helped me. I felt it so important to pass on that gift on to the young generation. That's why I felt it so important to have children being helped, and I am determined to make them have a better future through education, through enjoying better life, because life in our community is not all that simple. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. Augustine Luanga right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and on the line with us, Mr. Augustine Luanga from the Mustard Seed Divine Charity in Uganda. Well, Mr. Luanga,
hello.
I know the Bible, God's Word, speaks to us. Is there a verse or verses that you have stood by that speak to you?
Come on, brother.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, come again, brother.
Yes, sir. Is there a verse or verses from the Bible that you hold dear to you?
I may call it a God's call, because sometimes when we sleep, deep in the night, you may wake up in a dream, someone asking you do this, because sometimes I find challenges like when we are stuck of food, stuck of school fees, stuck of scholastic materials. Then the Lord speaks to me, please, can you find a way of again looking for the way of helping these young children? Then what I normally do is to either talk to my friends, look for sponsors, look for scholarships in schools. And as I speak now, 3 days back, there is a school where I went and secured at least a scholarship for two children that they will be sponsored for at least 2 years. I call it that a vision, because without thinking much or reflecting on life or what is going on, you just give up. So me, I decided to insist on wherever I get challenges, brother, the Lord is there for me. I will call him. Good enough, Bob, near me, some of the children that can speak good English around, they will give their experiences. We try to seek the Lord. There is a friend of ours in the US who sent us Bibles. During Sundays, during some of the days, we gather around and say a word of God and praise the Lord. However much those Bibles are small, we got 10, yet we are more than that number. Thank you, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I see what we can do about getting you some good Bibles.
Yes, brother, I say English version, and for sure, sometimes there are those that have not yet started learning English. They can even get access to Luganda local language Bibles. But I had a suggestion that even our community, some people need Bibles. They need. The community is lacking. People need to seek the Lord. They need to know the Lord more than listening to radios, more than going to church. But they can even reflect on the Lord by having their own Bibles at home, reading and expanding the church. That's when children will get to know that the Lord is with us. The Lord can be searched in very, very, very many ways. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. Augustine Luanga right here on Mix and Amen. It's time for our Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
Well, welcome again to our Sunday send-off. And I am so excited that we have this brand new format on Sunday nights. I hope these very short messages launch you into this next week, challenge you to consider the message we share here together. You know, here's a question for you to ponder. Are you building your resume? Are you building your eulogy? You know, it's required in most jobs to have a resume. But no matter what we put on those resumes, I'm not sure I've ever heard those items expressed by loved family members at a celebration of a life in a eulogy. Are you building your resume or are you building your eulogy? In Ecclesiastes 1:4, it says, and we are reminded that generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. My brothers, resume or eulogy? Today, my brothers, is game day. It is time to suit up. It's time to get off the bench and to get in the game.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning. On the line with us, Mr. Augustine Luanga from the Mustard Seed Divine Charity in Uganda. In the last segment, sir, we talked about the need for Bibles. I believe you sent me a link over Instagram on...
Yes, brother.
Where can people go to help you, to help the ministry, to help those children? What is there a website they can go to? Phone number, contact information?
Oh, praise the Lord, brother. Thank you so much. We have not yet developed a website for the charity.
Yes, sir.
But it is about to come. But we have an email. We have a phone contact. We have a postal address. There is a sister of ours who even sent us some clothes. Much as you can see on Instagram, our page, we received the Bibles. They were sent from America. We received them here through DHL. And again, there are some friends of ours who use World Remit. Others can use Western Union to send us at least a plate of food. Sometimes we say a plate of food, but we mean something like what to eat, because a plate of food is not sustainable. When we get at least some little funding, some money, what we do, we engage in agriculture. We grow our own food. We grow cereals such that we get it in plenty, because we cannot rely on buying everything. Those things that we can do ourselves, like growing, we can. But there are things we cannot, like rice, like sugar, like books, like pens, pencils. Those ones we cannot manage by ourselves. We rely on buying. But the good thing, the Lord is always there for us. For mobile money, or World Remit, we use two numbers. There is +256 772 924467. And then the other is +256 0701 268850. That can help us have funds, emergency funds. For example, if someone is like sick, a child is sick, there is a medical bill to carry. I can't hesitate, because all I get is not enough to manage the 30 plus children. Medication is very, very not simple. Clothes, foods, housing, and rent. Now, this time around, as we talk, it is too much sunshine. Water is a challenge. Getting access to water is a very, very, very big challenge. Children walk with me 10 kilometers having water, which is a great challenge in life. Then the other, there is a bank account where we can access in case there is any funding. In my name's Aziruanga Augustine. There is a sister of ours called Sister Lisa. I think, brother, you may be knowing Sister Lisa and brother Shane. Those are gospel artists. They managed to create a GoFundMe link, but sharing it is not all that simple. And then a few donations have been coming in. It's now taking 3 months, 4 months without any getting a dollar. But I think if we link up with more friends, we can do much. People should do. We ask them to listen to our public outcry. They send us something via World Remit, via Western Union, via GoFundMe link. Thank you, brother. Waiting for you.
Yes, sir. What I'll do, I'll go on your Instagram page and I'll try to collect all that information on how people can reach you and help you. And I'll get that information out.
Yes, brother.
And we'll see if we can get some brothers and
sisters. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. I'll see if we can get some brothers and sisters together. And I have access to a couple of organizations who can help. So I will contact them. I'll give them your contact information, and we'll see what we can do. We'll see what the Lord can do through this.
That is so great, brother. That is, I can't hesitate saying this, brother. The biggest challenge here, first and foremost, water, access to water, clean water is a challenge because in most cases we get malaria, we get typhoid because of poor water that we get down the shallow. There is a swamp where we get water, but it's not clean at all. The other challenge is daily food. We cannot live without food. And the other challenges are very many, but they are classified. Now renting a house is always another challenge. People cannot feel this unless they have seen. That's why I normally, on the Instagram page, on the Facebook, I always cry for someone either to come and visit us, either to come and spend a vacation with us, or a simple holiday to experience what we go through. Africa is totally, totally different from Western world. The Lord planned this, but again, there is nothing we can do. There is time for everything. Maybe the Lord planned this such that we also learn something or tests our hearts such that we feel better for others. Now, I wish I had the Lord to support. This charity foundation would now be like a very, very big, helping not only children, even the community, beyond me, beyond the children themselves, but even the elderly community members and those who cannot manage themselves. Rent is a big, big, big challenge because it is per month. Food is daily. Water is daily. School fees. And very, very many, many, many things to do with life. Thank you, brother. The Lord is with us.
Amen. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for taking the time to open your heart and share with us. We will have you in our prayers. And again, I will reach out to some people to see what we can do for you and the children.
Brother, sorry cutting you short. Amidst me, there are some children who would like to say hi to you. Is it possible?
Let me, because I'm about to run out of time.
Okay, just 2 minutes to say hi, say their names, what they do, a little bit, and say, I know time is much against you.
Yes, well, no, it's just that our connection time is about to, if we can hurry up and get them on, I don't want it to expire while they're talking. So, yeah, if we can get them on, that would be great.
Okay, brother.
All right, I'm ready.
Good morning.
Good morning.
See you again.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm fine. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am doing well.
That is good.
My name is Nathaniel Martha. Master Discipline Divine Charity.
How old are you?
11 years.
11 years old. Well, God bless you.
Yes. Amen. Bye-bye. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Narada Fion.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Now, how old are you?
11 years old.
11 years too, okay.
I am in primary 5.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Well, that was Mr. Augustine Luanga, a couple of the kids from Mustard Seed Charity out of Uganda. I thank them for tuning in, for taking the time to share and be on the show. They have needs. You heard it straight out of his mouth. I'll get all that contact information posted. And if you can find it in your heart to donate any money to them for medical, for food, if we can get somebody, let's get some Bibles up to get to the kids. And let's see what the Lord will do to help grow this ministry, the Mustard Seed Divine Charity in Uganda. Well, I haven't mentioned this, but it's Father's Day. Have a very happy Father's Day. God bless you. It's Greg Wyckoff. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.